Sedatally indicating history physical patient name Beckman BECKH BECKMN Beckman Charlene SHARLENE date of birth 2-6-1953 place Frankenwood Janssen Nursing Rehab date of service 8-22-2023 patient seen today the initial history and physical history of present illness. This is a 70-year-old female. She was admitted to MedScar Franklin Square Medical Center. She has a known severe rheumatoid arthritis. She has been on prednisone and XELJANZ. XELJANZ. History of depression, anxiety. She has a history of DVT in the past, but no longer an anticoagulation and a CKD. She presented to the hospital with a mechanical fall, not feeling well for the last few days, diarrhea for 7 days. Then she had abdominal pain. She stated 7 out of 10 and feeling nauseated. No blood in the bowel movements, but the diarrhea improved. Her last bowel movement was the day before she came to the emergency room. She has a chronic back pain, asking for pain medication. Because of her ambulatory dysfunction, she had a fall, was not able to stand up at home. 911 was brought to the hospital. Patient was evaluated. She has been on oxycodone for chronic pain, chronic back pain. Patient was evaluated in the emergency room and she was noted to have AKI. And the setting of CKD, likely cause of pre-renal from diarrhea. Dry CT did not show any obstruction or acute kidney pathology. Patient was maintained on IV fluid. She also has metabolic acidosis, hyperkalemia. That was managed. Diarrhea resolved with thought to be viral gastroenteritis. And fall and PTOT evaluation was done and she has acute UTI. She was given ceftriaxone. For rheumatoid arthritis, she was given maintained on prednisone. She was taking conjunctivitis. Both eyes redness. Artificial tear given. And blood pressure was monitored. After stabilization, PTOT done, and patient was subsequently sent to subacute rehab with ambulatory dysfunction, generalized weakness in the setting of multiple comorbid conditions. Next line, past medical history. Number one, severe rheumatoid arthritis. Next line. CKD. Next line. History of DVT, not on any anticoagulation anymore. Ambulatory dysfunction. History of diarrhea. Currently resolved. Anxiety disorder, depression. Chronic insomnia. History of delirium. Surgical history, drainage of spinal canal, percutaneous. Diagnostic, orthocentesis. History of chronic hip, knee pain. Allergies, not known, social history, never smoke, no alcohol, no drug abuse. Lives at home. Through a system, no headache, no dizziness, no sore throat. Constitutional, feeling weak, tired, very anxious. Pulmonary, no cough. cardiac, no chest pain, no palpitation, GI, no diarrhea, no vomiting, musculoskeletal pain and aches all over, the back pain, genital urinary hematuria, neuro no syncope, physical exam, patient is awake, she's alert, oriented M3, very anxious, blood pressure 160 over 70, pulse 76, temperature 8.2 Fahrenheit, respiration 18, pulse ox 98%, headedema, pneumocardic, cardiogenic, ectaric, neck supple, no JVD, chest not tender, lungs, bilateral onchi, heart, SMS2, abdomen soft, non tender, bosom positive, extremities, no edema, sacral pressure ulcer present, neuro, she's awake, alert, and temptation, and very anxious. Medications.
What was his sugar?
Yeah. Aspirin 81 milligram daily, Tylenol 1000 milligram, TID, PRN, Coract 6.25 milligram BID, Bupropion, XL 300 milligram daily, Buspirin 5 milligram TID for anxiety, Amlodipine 5 milligram daily, Folic acid 1 milligram daily, Esomeprazole 40 milligram daily, Oxycodone 10 milligram every 8 hours. PRN, prednisone, 5 milligram daily, for rheumatoid arthritis, artificial eye drops, docosate 100 milligram BID as needed, trazodone 150 milligram daily, and protonix 40 milligram daily, leflunomide, LEFLUNOMIDE 10 milligram daily. These are the discharge medications. Plan of care, at this point I will advise to discontinue Protonix because she's already on Esomeprazole. Next line will continue her anxiety medication, continue her current pain medication regimen. She's on also significant dose of oxycodone. She's very anxious, she has a known history of depression. I will get psychiatry evaluation and follow up CBC, PMP and electrolytes. Care plan discuss with the nursing staff and will continue for the sacral pressure also will do local skin care and wound team will follow the patient. This is the end of the case. Thank you.